This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A new economic development group could be formed to help recruit companies to Boulder and Broomfield counties. Here with me is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood to discuss this yet-to-be-named organization. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Many different economic development groups serve the Boulder area. Who's behind this new group, and what do they hope to accomplish?
This effort comes by way of the Broomfield Economic Development Corporation, Erin. The board of directors met last week and approved a plan to pursue a regional strategy for the organization. That strategy could expand its reach to all of Boulder and Broomfield counties, as well as the rest of the U.S. Highway 36 corridor. Supporters say that a larger group would be more effective at handling inquiries for economic development and could play a larger role than current city-focused organizations and efforts. They even hired a consultant who performed a feasibility study, and backers say that the consensus was that this change is long overdue.
All right, so why is this being pursued now? What's driving the Broomfield organization to go regional?
The Broomfield EDC has undergone a lot of changes in recent years. The city of Broomfield, which once provided the primary financial support for the organization, has reduced its funding and created its own economic development department. And the BEDC has had a lot of change at the top with its third executive director in 3 years. So the group's board of directors has been evaluating what the future holds, not only for the organization, but also for the greater Boulder region. And they've also noted how industries have evolved and companies and workers move back and forth between communities.
So what does the timetable look like? Is this happening right away?
It will probably take 9 months to a year before the Broomfield group completes its work, and organizers say it's not a done deal by any means. They have to build support for a regional approach, not only with potential investors, but also with other city and economic development groups.
Well, we know different communities take very different approaches to economic development, some with private efforts, some with city programs. What types of programs exist in the Boulder area, and I guess what's their reaction to the Broomfield overture?
The Boulder area has just about every type of program you can imagine. In addition to Broomfield, Boulder, Longmont, Lafayette, Louisville, and Erie all have city officials who oversee economic development or economic vitality, and many of those cities also have private efforts, including the Boulder Economic Council, which is part of the Boulder Chamber. Longmont also has the Longmont Area Economic Council. I'd say that the reaction to the Broomfield initiative is largely a wait-and-see approach. They want to hear more about what Broomfield hopes to accomplish, but they also don't want their own investors siphoned off for the new group. And different cities emphasize different things. Some focus on recruitment, while others emphasize retention.
So even in metropolitan Denver, economic development takes different forms. With the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation, you've got the state of Colorado, and then smaller groups. How do these organizations work together? And, you know, can a Boulder area, a new group, even fit into the mix?
Well, the Metro Denver EDC, which you mentioned, is really the poster child for regional cooperation. It's widely regarded as one of the most successful regional economic development collaborations in the country. But even under that group, you have various sub-regional groups, including organizations in Jefferson and Adams counties. And the city of Denver has its own economic development office. Each organization plays a different role, and Broomfield is hoping that it can play a role in a future economic development program.
Well, so if the Broomfield EDC decides that support exists and then decides to go regional, where would it be located?
That's a very important question and a very political question. The current executive director, Mike Kozdrowski, says the group would probably leave Broomfield for a neutral location. But where exactly that would be is anybody's guess.
We'll find out.
That's right.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.